Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right now, it's time for our weekend events preview. And for that, I'm joined by Tampa Bay Times entertainment and events reporter, Sharon Wynn. You can find her on Twitter at SharonKWN. And you can find all the events at TampaBay.com. Sharon, great to talk to you again. Now, before we get into this weekend's events, I have to ask you about a piece in the Times on this upcoming show for Amazon Prime, Tampa Bay's reality show. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, my colleague Gabrielle Calise talked to the producers of it, and because they got some criticism for like some of the like it's not as a diverse cast as some people would have liked, or different, you know, genders and sizes, that kind of stuff. But what they went for was people who knew each other. So it's kind of like the L Word set in Tampa. There are people who are there's scenes you'll recognize stuff all over. They're like in downtown St. Pete, and they're clubbing in Ybor, and even some places up in Pasco. And so it's kind of fun to read what the producers want you to know about this show. It's a reality show, basically, and it's set here.
Is this going to be like a Jersey Shore type of reality show, more like The Real World back on MTV? Do we have any? Is it just going to be all drama?
Well, that's a good question. They did say, you know, there is some drama, but it also says there are some heartwarming moments. So we'll see. It hasn't aired yet, so I guess we can reserve our judgment. But these reality shows do tend to like drama. So
they do. And sometimes it can seem like a net negative for the city that they're filmed in. But
yeah,
in this instance, I don't know. Tampa's getting so much attention right now. You've got Tampa Bay, the Tampa Bay Bucks, the Lightning.
That's a good point. Because a few pictures I've seen look like a beautiful backdrop of the Bay.
Right. Right.
Makes you want to visit.
So I wonder if this is going to add to all of that. And even if there is some drama and it's a little crazy and chaotic, the show, if it won't be a net positive for the Tampa Bay area, just because
I guess there's one scene at the Tampa Pride Parade, you know, so it's like, it kind of shows that, you know, it kind of shows how inclusive the area is. So that part could be good. Yeah.
Interesting. So again, that is dropping on Amazon Prime on November 4th. Now, you also had a feel-good story, and I saw this story, and I saw this home in South Tampa and their Halloween light show. It is unbelievable. And then you add on top of the fact that it's all for a good cause. This is a great story.
Seriously, it made my heart grow three times the size, because it's this kid named Sam Johnson, who's 22. Okay, I don't know what you were doing when I was 22, but I was not doing this. This is like Disney-quality light show he's putting on himself. He started doing this as a teenager, largely self-taught techie. He learned on Facebook groups, and he buys stuff at the theme parks buy. He buys these light systems and these set pieces from builders in China and this company in Arizona that does stuff for theme parks. And it's just beautiful. There's a big video screen, and he'll play like stuff from like Disney movies and do like the songs from them, the villains and stuff. And he also like incorporated, like, there's this big pumpkin over the front door of the house, and its mouth moves in accordance to what the song is.
Amazing.
That's a painstaking process that he does that. I'm just very impressed with this kid, I gotta tell you. I'm like, wow, very impressive.
You can check out that light show.
I guess you mentioned to the charity pop. The most important part of this is the fundraiser for charity.
Yeah.
The one for Halloween is Clothes to Kids. They provide free 2 weeks worth of clothes to kids who qualify for free reduced lunch. They also have a shop where kids can go and shop for clothes for free. It, really great charity. He also has one for the Christmas. He's going to have a Christmas light show that starts in December, where he's going to take money for a program that combats hunger in the area. So it's like really like, again, couldn't be nicer.
Just an all-around great story. And again, you could see the light show. You can find out more about the money that they're raising for charity. It's all at TampaBay.com. All right, let's get into some of this weekend's events, and we'll start with Stone Crab season opening up. This is
the most wonderful time of the year. Do you love Stone Crab? I mean, okay, what I think it's fun about Stone Crabs is that they are such a delicacy. They are twice the price of the Alaskan, you know, because I think part of the reason is you have to work so hard. They're big. Stone Crabs look like bodybuilders, like these big pump up claws in front of their bodies. So you get, and what's kind of nice about them is they don't take the whole crab. They just take the claw off, which regenerates. So right now, just starting last Friday, it was Stone Crab season opened. It's shorter by 2 weeks this year. It ends May 1st instead of May 15th. And also the claws have to be a little bit bigger than they were in the years past. So that's hoping to combat some overfishing. But they remain very, very popular, and they're so good because you get that big, fat claw, and you get a big, giant hunk of crab meat. So that's, I love them so much. And there's a bunch of stone crab festivals this weekend on Clearwater Beach. Frenchie's, which is the, you know, the OG.
Iconic.
37th annual stone crab. They usually do a block party, but they said they still felt like it wasn't responsible to have that many people gathered in a space. So, but still they're having specials all weekend they have 6 Frenchie's locations. And also Cooter's Crab Fest is also this weekend. They have live music and crab specials. They're also on Clearwater Beach, and the Clearwater Beach bar and grill called Palm Pavilion is doing the same thing. They're all doing stone crab specials all weekend.
So if you're into stone crabs, Clearwater Beach is clearly the place to be this weekend. I just don't like having to put in the work. That's my thing.
It is a little work, but God, it's worth it. They're so good.
I
really
just,
sweet.
You know, when I'm paying for a meal, I just don't want to have to do. I will cut it. I will pick it up and put it in my. That's about the extent of the work that I feel like doing.
You don't want to have a mallet with your dinner.
No, not really my thing. But they are delicious once you actually put in the work. We're talking
right, exactly.
Weekend events with Tampa Bay Times entertainment and events reporter Sharon Wynn. You can follow her on Twitter for the latest at Sharon KWN, and you can find all the events online at TampaBay.com. The Pig Jig. This is an event that just gets bigger and bigger and bigger every year.
It's kind of amazing. It's sold out because they got Darius Rucker as headliner. For one thing, that's amazing.
Yeah.
These are just a couple of friends. One of their friends got kidney cancer, and so they came up with this fundraiser.
Yeah, it was supposed to be just like a backyard barbecue type. I interviewed them a couple of years ago, and it was just a little something they were doing for their friend, and now all of a sudden you got Darius Rucker headlining it.
Exactly. It's amazing. And they've raised so much money for a very good cause. It's the NephCure Kidney International Fund. It's Saturday, and Julian B. Lane, Riverfront Park. And, one of the biggest stars in music is there.
That's going to be incredible. And it really is a testament to these guys who put this thing together for it to go from that backyard gathering to Julian B. Lane.
We all need friends like this. These are good people.
And a Grammy Award winner performing.
Exactly.
What about Reggae Rise Up, this festival that's happening over in St. Pete throughout this weekend?
Yeah, I'm sure the third time's a charm. It's been canceled twice because of COVID. It's a big concert fest in Illinois Park. It starts today, but it runs through Sunday in Illinois Park in St. Pete. It's got some big name reggae artists, Damian Marley, the band Slightly Stupid, Soja, Dirty Heads. It's a really fun event, and it's been very popular over the years. And it was too bad it had canceled twice, trying to be responsible, but they're finally ready to get back up again, and they're outdoors there at Illinois Park all this weekend through Sunday.
I don't know this to be a fact, but I'm pretty sure it's true. Going off
the Bill Maher
segments, but there will probably be an interesting smell emanating from the Reggae Rise Up Festival.
There'll be a perfume in the air, I'm quite sure.
Yeah, something like that. All right, tell us about The Fix. They're going to be in Clearwater this weekend.
Yeah, this is you know, this is my generation, the MTV Pioneers, the Six, they're going to be with Fastball, actually, Friday at the Capitol Theater in Clearwater. So, y'all rock fans, Six are going to be there.
And we have an event happening at the Dolly Museum. They always have tremendous events. And that's just where if you haven't been there in a while, the whole thing is unbelievable. I have, how many? One, two, three. I think I have three Dolly paintings, not originals, but replicas.
Yeah. You have a guard at your door. Yeah.
Yeah, in my home, because he is one of my favorite artists. And they've got a little something special going on this weekend.
We're actually members. We did a kind of family membership there because I just find myself every time I go there, I see something I missed. Like it's like just so much depth to all of his stuff. It's so great.
I have this one picture real quick. I don't know if you've ever seen this before, but it's called Lincoln in Dolly Vision. And yes. it's huge. And this was actually a pretty expensive one that I got. It's kind of one of those pictures. It's got to be big, I feel like, right? You got to get mm-hmm. the larger size of it. But it's so fascinating because when you look at it up close, there's one image that you kind of see. But then when you look at it from a distance.
You see Gala, his wife Gala's nude form.
Yes.
But you got to step way back. And actually one of the tricks that one of the docents told me one time was to take your sunglasses and hold up and kind of look backwards.
Right.
And then you can see the Dolly image a lot better.
That's exactly right. You either have to do it from a distance to see Lincoln. It's the face of Lincoln. Or like when you sit on my couch and you look into my TV and you see the reflection, then you see
the
Lincoln. I love this picture. One of my favorites.
The funniest story is my Aunt Edna from Buffalo was visiting. I took her to the Dolly. And she, at first she was like, oh, this guy is so weird. And then she got more and more and more fascinated. And she couldn't see Lincoln. It was driving her crazy.
Oh, really?
She went back, went forth. And just as we left in the gift shop, out of the corner of her eye, there was a poster. And she was like, oh, I see it, finally.
It's like those pictures back in the day where you had to like stare at them and, you know, put your nose up to them to see the image. That's kind of what this is like.
Think about what kind of a brain it takes to create the optical illusion. That's what gets me. Okay. So anyway, this is one of their biggest galas of the year. It's called Sueños de Dalí. It's practically a costume show. And the museum and its grounds formed into a theme. This year, the theme is the art of fashion. There's all kinds of surreal surprises, music, even the cocktails and the food. Everything is very surreal, and people dress very weirdly.
That's cool.
It's very fun. That's Saturday night at the Dolly Museum. It's big bucks, though. It's $150. So, but it's their biggest fundraiser of the year.
What a perfect theme for the Dolly Museum.
Yeah, totally.
Tampa Bay Times entertainment events reporter Sharon Wynn with her weekend events preview. You can find more details on all the events at tampabay.com. We've got a butterfly festival. We have like every kind of festival here in the Tampa Bay area throughout the year. But this, I don't think we've talked about a butterfly festival before. This is a new one.
If you're looking for something to do outdoors, which people like to do these days, you know, kind of keep their distance, but still, it's a great family event and educate and celebrate the monarch butterfly. And there's environmental educators. There's all kinds of information booths. There's actually a native plant sale. So maybe you can attract butterflies to your own garden. And there's hands-on activities for kids. And it's free. It's 10 to 3 on Saturday at Hibiscus Park, which is in Dade City. And it has, I imagine there'd be lots of butterflies on hand for, just sounds like a sweet day, don't you think?
And butterflies are like the one bug that you really feel bad about killing, you know, or that you try not to kill, you don't kill. There's just something about them out of all the other insects that you just got to leave that one alone.
Well, that's why you shouldn't kill caterpillars, because that's what they could turn into.
Right,
you know?
Right, so, exactly. Yeah. All right, tell us about some of these Halloween events. There's like a whole list of them.
Well, it's all picking up. We are in spooky season. There's some fun, and you know, we've talked about Hollow Screen, Bush Gardens, some other things, but one of the indie ones I like is called Sir Henry's Haunted Trail. It's up in Plant City. Outdoor attraction. There's these haunted trails in the woods. There's an escape game. They have laser tag.
It's like Blair Witch.
It's really, yes, exactly. And that's this weekend. And also, there's a haunted hike in St. Petersburg in the Euclid, St. Paul area. They have like a 1-mile walking tour that goes on like creepy alleys and the brick paved streets, and they talk about there's costume characters that tell spooky stories of St. Pete's history, which is very fun. They have tours that depart every 15 minutes on Saturday from 6:15 to 8:45.
I just thought of a great idea. We should do some kind of a Halloween setup where it's like you say this area in the woods is haunted and you bring people out on a tour and then you disappear. You find a way to break away from the pack and then they're just out
and
there.
Leave them?
And then they're just out there and then you have other people kind of come in from the periphery and scare the crap out of them. That like real Blair Witch kind of stuff. That's
people would pay money for that. I remember a couple years ago, there was like something where you had to like sign a waiver, allow them to grab you if they wanted to. And people paid money for that. They like to have the, you know,
they like to get the crap scared out of them. You know? Yeah. What about this haunted hike?
Yeah, that's the one you go in St. Paul. They kind of tell like spooky stories of St. Pete's history. Okay. The other one thing that's kind of fun is the Sun Ghost Primate Sanctuary in Palm Harbor. You know, it's full of animals who have been, some of them had been private zoos or all these different primates, and they take care of them. So what they're doing is they're having kids can go trick or treat at the sanctuary's Halloween event. There's a costume contest, and there's trail tours. And it's 11 to 2 on Saturday and Sunday at the Sun Coast Primate Sanctuary in Palm Harbor. Another thing that's really fun is Tampa Theater, you know, the classic 100-year-old historic theater. They call it Nightmare on Franklin Street. They do all these haunted, you know, horror movies, and they have a whole lineup there's ones for kids called Mommy and Me screenings, like Hocus Pocus, but they also have like Evil Dead and Raw and Them and Rocky Horror Picture Show, and so they have a whole lineup. So definitely check the Tampa Theater's website for they have all kinds of Halloween horror movies through the rest of the month.
And I feel like it's a little bit scarier watching those movies in, say, Tampa Theater than it is like at home.
Oh yeah, because there's gargoyles in that building. I mean, it's a cool old building, you know.
So you're not just getting the scary movie
statues,
right? Yeah. You're getting the whole environment that I think adds to it.
Yeah, and they say Tampa Theater's haunted. There's been reports of people hearing sounds and mists and orbs and stuff. So you're already in a haunted theater to watch the Halloween movies.
So a lot of Halloween events as we get closer and closer to Halloween here in the Tampa Bay area. Sharon Wynn with our weekend events preview. You can follow her on Twitter for the latest at Sharon KWN, and you can find all the details on all the events we talked about and even more at TampaBay.com. Again, TampaBay.com. Sharon, always great to catch up with you. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks a lot. Have a good weekend.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.